take a girl and a guy, and they fall madly in love and form a family. Sprinkle in some counseling degrees and a doctorate, a dream of transforming relationships as we know it. And 20 years later, we give you power couple Dr. Ray and Jean Kedkodian. And this is their podcast, Couples Synergy.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Couple Synergy with Dr. Ray and Jean. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray.
And I'm Jean, and this is our podcast about love, marriage, and relationships.
Please check us out online at couplesynergy.com or on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Couple Synergy. And please subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, or send us any suggestions on topics you'd like to hear more about. And now on to Couple Synergy, an in-depth look at love, marriage, and relationships, where we bring you our experience helping thousands of couples transform their relationships for over 25 years.
You know, everyone says you should work on your relationship, but nobody teaches us how. So we've created this podcast to teach people what they can do to create the relationship they've always dreamed of
with the partner they fell in love with. On today's episode, we'll be talking about why your husband doesn't believe what you say. Yes. Which is probably pretty controversial in what he said, but it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. Before we get into the topic, just want to talk a little bit about our podcast, which I'm pretty proud of, is that we have over 400,000 unique downloads, and then we also are in like 150 countries, and this podcast has become, really has grown on its own. It's just become its own entity, which has really been an awesome thing.
You know, that's always been our dream, is to have this really gift we have of working with couples to share it with the world, and to know that the world is hopefully benefiting from listening to us is awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I'm really kind of happy about is that we're also going to be interviewing Dan Millman on our podcast. And he is the author of The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, which was it's a huge, huge.
And The Life You Were Born to Live. And The Journey of Socrates.
Yeah. And it's very exciting that we're going to have him on our podcast. And, you know, be able to share that episode for all of our audience out there.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome one.
That's going to be really great.
Not that you believe anything I say.
Maybe. No, I don't.
You know, this is something that we teach people, and it's such a simple and huge concept. And that is that women believe what men say and not what they do. And men believe what women do and not what they say.
Right.
You know, and so often we see couples after maybe 20 years of marriage, and she's been saying the same thing over and over and over again. I don't like this, or I don't like that, or, you know, this really bothers me. But she keeps acting in a way that supports that there isn't really a problem.
Yeah.
Right. And so then she finally gets to a place where she's ready to act. She's going to do and not just say. And he looks at her shocked, like, well, what do you mean this is a problem? And she's like, I've been telling you this for 20 years. And he goes, yeah, well, I just thought you were nagging.
Well, many times we have couples and we ask them, how long has the problem been going on? And, you know, he'll say 6 months, and then she'll say it's been going on for 2-3 years.
Right.
So she has been feeling that there's a problem for such a long time. She's been saying something. She's maybe not, you know, maybe direct and also indirect ways, you know, that she's been trying to communicate this to him, and he just doesn't hear what she says, right? Doesn't believe that what she's saying is true.
I remember this one couple we were working with, and he attempted to go on a date, and she found out about it, and they were married for 20 something years.
Oh.
And, you know, as they were trying to work through that, I asked her, I said, if there was a video camera in your home and it was there before this happened and after this happened, what would look different if there were no sound? Right. And she said, nothing. I'm still doing everything I do. I said, so you, when you watch your shows, you're sitting in the same spot and you're eating meals together and you're doing the laundry and you're going to work and he's going to work and you guys look exactly the same. Mm-hmm. As before that, And she was like, we do. And I said, you got to do something different. He thinks everything's okay because you're acting as though everything is okay. So she started, you know, when they were going to watch TV, she'd get up and go in the other room and watch what she wanted, or she'd go read a book, or she'd do something else that he would get the message that, hey, something's not okay. And then he finally would come and look for her, and they started having conversations. But before that, even with that big thing, he didn't want to talk about it. He wanted everything to look okay too.
Well, you know, for him and his perspective is that if she's saying all of these things that she wants different, but she's doing the same actions. So, you know, continuing the same routine over and over and over again, he doesn't believe that what she's saying is true. He's like, oh, she's just, maybe she, this is just a whim, right? Or this is just a thought and a feeling that she has, but it's not actual truth, right? Because she changes her mind all the time.
Right.
Right.
And so, her behaviors are the same. You know, it kind of reminds me of that analogy of, you know, you go, you're driving down a street 35 miles an hour, you're going 50, cop pulls you over. He's like, hey, what are you doing? You know, it's 50 miles an hour or 35 miles an hour and you're going 50. Yeah, I know, I'm in a hurry. You know, I won't do it again. You know, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to let you go with a warning. Next week, same thing. You're going 50 and a 35, same cop pulls you over. You know, we talked about this. There's kids in this neighborhood. You're going to hurt somebody. You should really slow down. Yeah, I know. Okay, I'm going to let you off with a warning. You understand this time. He gives her the very stern talking to, right?
Very stern.
And then the next time, she gets a $5,000 ticket.
It's okay. Mommy's just
he doesn't like it either. He doesn't like it either. And, you know, that's so scary and unsafe. But, of course, words didn't do anything. It was an action. Getting a fine, getting a ticket, having a consequence that actually changes things. So what our words don't mean anything if our behaviors don't go with it.
Right. Yeah. You know, if the status quo is maintained and, you know, someone is saying that they don't like how status quo is, but they're contributing to maintaining the status quo, well, then nothing is going to change, especially on his side.
Right.
Right. For him, if she's getting up and she's walking out of the room, that is a behavior that he is going to now pay attention to, right? He's going to look up and be like, oh, what? Why is she doing something different now? That is what is going to command his attention. Now he has his attention on something is different. Something is wrong. And so now it opens the door to actually make a shift and a change.
Yeah. You know, we see this all the time where a couple gets into some kind of conflict. Maybe he doesn't come home from work when he normally does. He's a little bit later or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter which one. It could be him, could be her. And then they're obviously in a conflict. They don't like it. But then the next morning, they are like, everything's fine. Or maybe not the next morning, but soon enough, and they never talk about it. They never resolve it. They never really share what's really hurting, and they don't do anything different. And that's where that saying comes, right? It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Permission, right? Yeah.
And there's some truth to that, you know, and it's the hard part is when are you really saying something that's heartfelt? And no one really believes you because all the other times you talked, you betrayed yourself. You went and did something that you don't even feel good about because, you know, maybe you're afraid he's going to leave. Maybe you're afraid of, you know, it's going to hurt the family or someone's going to get upset. Whatever the reasons are, that bill comes due down the line and it just grows like a credit card, right? The interest rate. And, you know, being authentic and genuine in a relationship means it doesn't hurt the other person. It calls them to be a better person. And if you are enabling your spouse to behave badly, and that ultimately hurts them as a person as well, if they're not living with integrity and being honest and contributing in the relationship, well, then you've hurt both of you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, too often we see this in a lot of couples that we work with, you know, and, you know, those that are, they're seeking our services and, you know, wanting to coach them into a better spot in their relationship, by that time, they're usually stuck in some really dysfunctional routines. And, you know, it happens to every couple, you know, especially couples have been together for such a long time. You know, the natural tendency is to kind of fall into a pattern and into a routine. But then also the natural tendency is to want change, is to want something different, right? And so when a couple wants something different because they've gotten stuck into a rut, one partner or both, or, you know, one or the other is going to start saying something, is going to start wanting something different. But that pull of wanting to get back into the routine, into the status quo, is a really, it's ingrained. And so it's really hard for them to get out of that, you know, and it takes both of them working at it together in order to make that change happen. You know, for men, if they're hearing, you know, their spouse say they want something different, but they continue to contribute to the same old, well, they're going to stay stuck in that rut too, right? And for women, if they're seeing their husband do different things, or you know, they're hearing their husband say these things,
I'm going to change, I'm going to do it different next time,
but they're not doing anything different, mm-hmm. then, you know, that's what they start to believe in, right? They believe in the words, but they don't really believe in what they're doing.
So, you know, what's really going on is something much deeper. And we know this because we've been working with couples, you know, since the early 2000s. And we don't know ourselves very well. And we learn a lot of things about life and about relationships in an unconscious way. And when we're working with someone, that's what we're helping them discover is, why do you keep doing the same thing and you don't like what's happening? But you keep doing the same thing. And typically the reason is, ready for it? You have a conflicting need that is getting met. So you might have that need of not getting abandoned or destroying your relationship versus that need to, you know, let someone know that you're uncomfortable with something or that something bothers you. It's easier for you to control not talking about something that bothers you than it is to bring something up and you don't know the outcome of that. You don't know if he's going to go, you know what, you're too much and I'm done with you. Or if he's going to go, yeah, I'm not happy either. Let's work on this. And that's another little secret, right? So many women think that men are halfway out the door all the time. And they may be behaving like that, but they're mostly behaving like that because even as boys, their moms let them get away with stuff, you know? And so they just are used to getting away with stuff. But the truth is they are at least as much afraid, if not more, of you leaving them.
For sure. For sure. You know, countless number of couples we work with, you know, when I work with the men, they say that they don't want their spouse to leave. You know, and they're going to do whatever it takes at that point to make sure that that doesn't happen. Right. And it seems like it's kind of like, you know, at the last hour that they're really stepping up to do something different, but it's at that point in time that their wife is actually
done something,
really doing something different. Yeah. She does have one foot out the door, and that really wakes him up and says, you know, this is different. This is different than what she has been saying all along. And now this is your chance to do something, to change and to step up. Right.
Yep.
And that's what I see. A lot of guys do that. They really do a huge transformation and they start to become the men that they wanted to become.
And they typically had no idea how. And so they just didn't. They didn't know how, and they didn't have the motivation to do it. And so typically women are more aware of unhappiness in the relationship first.
Yeah.
Which is why it's the way our brains are designed, right? We're designed to seek out problems. And we're designed that way because we have to look at a baby and figure out, what does it need? It can't tell me, it doesn't speak. So I have to read its eyes and its cry and whatever else it's doing to try to figure out how to meet this baby's needs. And a woman also has to look in the environment long before their real threat to kind of guess at, is this a potential threat? So I have a better chance of surviving a potential threat if I'm aware of it and change before it's a threat because I'm probably going to lose if something really bad's going to happen. And so we are seekers of problems. Women find and solve problems that have never existed, probably 1,000 a day. You know, you women know what I'm talking about. And it's so hard when we're stuck in that place because we're constantly almost in this fight or flight place. So our prefrontal cortex where we think and problem solve, it's not getting much energy because all that energy is going to fear and what ifs and problem solving and today, yesterday, next week, all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you guys want to learn how to do things different, this is what we teach people in our couple to couple program. And it's amazing to watch couples shift. It doesn't matter how long they've been stuck, 6 years, 20 years, you know, there's things that you can learn that can really help you do things different and better. But if you're just talking and your behavior doesn't match it, he's not listening.
Yeah. And it does take both people to really make that shift and that change in their relationship. You know, men have to learn their role and they have to step into that role. And, you know, women, they have to learn their role within the marriage and how that relationship works together. And they have to step into that role. And, you know, it can't be done just by one person. This is something that has to be done together as a couple.
And I would say not just learn their role, but define it. The couple has to define it because the roles that we've had historically
have completely changed.
They're gone.
Right.
And so every marriage is tasked with deciding for themselves what they want and how to get there.
So we want to thank you for joining us today on Couple Synergy. Our passion is in helping couples and people have happy and healthy relationships. And this podcast gives us a fun way of bringing our knowledge and expertise to you, our listeners. For all of you listening, please let us know how you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please email us at contact@couplesynergy.com. For more information about Couple Synergy and our programs, such as Relationship 101, the Home Study Course, the next Couples Relationship Enhancement Weekend, and our premier couples coaching program called Couple to Couple, look us up online at couplesynergy.com.
And if you know someone who could benefit from this episode, please download it and share it. And thank you for listening.
Until next time, synergize your life and synergize your love.
You have been listening to Couple Synergy with Dr. Ray and Jean Kedkodian. Couple Synergy was recorded, edited, and produced by Dr. Ray and Jean Kedkodian. Voiceover and music entitled Breathe and Let Go was recorded and composed by Gina Gonzalez.